quick note before our gospel reading today. In the Gospel of John, and you'll see it in our text today, there's often a group referred to as the Jews. And sometimes that can be confusing to us today as readers. When the gospel writer says the Jews, he's talking about those in Jewish leadership that have associated deeply with the Roman Empire and are the opponents of Jesus. It is not the entire Jewish people. Jesus himself is a Jew. This is always important for us to remember because people in good faith throughout the ages have read the Gospel of John and heard this. And they hear that the Jews are this group that is tough and against Jesus and that condemns him and is part of the group that crucifies him. And we attribute that to all the people of Israel. Especially a day after Tree of Life congregation in Pittsburgh gathered for their Sabbath worship. And we're gunned down. We must remember our Jewish brothers and sisters and how we are called to love them, to stand up against anti-Semitism and any sort of hate toward them or toward anyone. But I wanted to make that note this morning as you hear that and that it might be with you. And now if you would join me in a time of silence followed by prayer for those whose lives are lost and those who are still in danger and all impacted at Tree of Life Synagogue. God, as we just heard the psalmist say, the God of Jacob, the God of Israel, is with us, and you are with your people, a Tree of Life congregation. You are their stronghold, just as you are ours. Embolden us in faith to share love, to lay down hate, to work for greater understanding, to confess our sin and the things that divide us from one another, and to remember your love for your people, Israel, even today, just as you have love for us. Amen. And now, reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the Jews, the ones who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I invite you to be seated. Today is a day about identity. About the identity of God and of us. About who God is and the very nature of God and how God is at work in the world. A day where we remember that God freely gives us the gift of salvation as grace, as a free gift, apart from works, from anything that you or I do. We are indeed saved by grace through faith, through our faith in Christ and through the faithfulness of Christ himself. It's a day where we remember who we are, that we are people who have been given that incredible, amazing grace, who have been set free, free from the bondage of sin, free from the slavery with which we did not know we were even enslaved. Freed from the things that would turn us in on ourselves, the things that would divide us and separate us from God and from one another. Freed for love and service to God and to our neighbors. There's so many things that would vie for our core identity. The things that we would say first when asked who we are or what we are like. But God again and again reminds us, you are beloved. You are free. You are washed in water and sealed by the Holy Spirit. You are family, one with another, with the whole world. The dividing walls of hostility are being broken down in the person of Christ so that we all might be one. You have been set free. Freed in love and grace to serve others. And yet, sin remains, and sin really wants to tell us who we are. Louder than we sometimes hear the voice of God. Sin tells us we are separated, we are unloved. In fact, we're unlovable. We're not good enough. Whether these voices are from within or without, sin tells the anxious teen that this is all there is to life. That the overwhelming pressures of what it means to grow up in this world are all that matters, and sin bids them to submit to the bondage of overwhelming pressure. Sin tells the grieving person that life is without joy now that their loved one has died, and bids them to submit to the bondage of hopelessness. Sin tells the aging elder that they have nothing left to give the world and bids them to submit to the bondage of feeling useless. Sin tells the one who does not have what they think they should have that they're not as good as others because they don't have it. And sin bids them to submit to the bondage of hatred, scapegoating, and fear of those who are different. Sin tells one who has experienced rejection that all their insecurities are true and bids them to submit to the bondage of feeling inadequate. Sin tells the dreamer that they are foolish to think things in life change and bids them to submit to the bondage of the way we've always done things and the way things are now is the only way they can. But grace, my friend, grace from God liberates and sets free. Grace loves and brings new life. God reforms us again and again, always making us new. And so to the young person in the bondage of overwhelming pressure, God frees them from the idea that this is all there is by creating in them new life. By placing them in communities that encourage their growth and listen to their perspective. And God frees the young for pursuing the fullness of life, inviting others to play with them and have fun, for being who they are and for being who they will be. And to the one who grieves that sin would place in the bondage of hopelessness, God frees that mourner from grief without hope by weeping with them, by planting them in communities that grieve with them, and by bringing life from death. And God frees those who mourn for grieving with others, for being hope to them, for carrying their loved ones with them into the next stage of life, and for reminding all of us that not even death can separate us from the love of God in Christ. And God frees the aged from the bondage of feeling useless by reminding them that they too are beloved children of God, that they have wisdom and experience and faith to share, and God frees these aged ones for passing on their faith, for participating in God's mission in new ways, like reminding us to slow down and enjoy the present. God frees the one wrapped up in hatred from their fear of others by showing up in the face of those who are different, and by recentering their identity as beloved, just like everyone else. And God frees the ones wrapped in hatred for loving service to the ones they used to call enemy, and to the ones they used to blame. And God frees the rejected from their insecurities by reminding them that God trusts that they have exactly what it takes for the life God is calling them to. God frees the rejected for sharing the gifts they have and the gift that they are to improve the world. God frees the dreamers, frees them from the bondage to the way things have always been by showing them God's dream for a new heaven and a new earth and inviting them to be a part of it. And God frees dreamers for prophesying to the church and the world about God's future, where all are fed, where the bow is shattered and the spear thrown down, where war has ceased and weeping is no more, and all divisions are gone. When sin bids us to submit again to bondage, God's grace sets us free. And sure, we may not all experience the fullness of that freedom right now. Some of us and some throughout the world remain in bondage to ourselves or to others. But God in Christ continues to liberate the world, to form and reform creation so that all experience abundant life and love. And God liberates, God reforms us to see who we are made to be in Christ. To remember that we have been marked with the cross of Christ and sealed by the Holy Spirit forever. That we are beloved bearers of God's own image, loved and loving. That we are a gift. God frees us from sin and all the things that would tell us we are anything less than beloved and anything less than free. This is a Sunday about identity. And so hear God tell you who you are. You are beloved. You bear God's own image. You are good. You are saved by grace through the faithfulness of Christ. You are welcome. You are accepted exactly as you are, and you are free. Experience your freedom. Let nothing and no one, not even sin itself, not all the forces of evil, tell you that you are in bondage. But hear God's voice telling you that you are beloved and free, and join in the proclamation of this freedom. In the words of musician William Matthews, tell your sisters, tell your brothers, tell your fathers, tell your mothers, tell yourself, tell everybody, we'll all be free. Tell the lovers, tell the haters, tell the prisoners, tell the jailers, tell the world, tell everybody, we'll all be free.